I had been thinking about it all week, and I was like, yes, no, I won't. And then I was watching it on the telly Friday after work, and I said, okay, I'm just going to go. So I just went down, booked my ticket for Saturday, and I was gone. That was it. Yeah, and joined the queue Saturday evening.
Why? Why did you want to go?
I've always loved the Royal Family. Just love them, really, and just watch everything that they do, and love to be able to go over to Buckingham Palace, stand outside there. And I just felt that I wanted to go, and that was it.
Yeah, why do you love the Royal Family? Why were you so interested? Is there any family connection, any link like that, or what was it?
No family connection, no. I've just, since I was young, I've just loved the Royal Family, just watching them. And it's like, you know, some people like the Kardashians.
Yeah.
The Royal Family.
Yeah. Well, listen, there are certainly all the ingredients of a massive soap opera in all that's happened to them over the years, that's for sure. So that could be part of it. When is your earliest memory of knowing the Royals or understanding what was going on?
Princess Diana, loved Princess Diana, and I remember watching her funeral, and it was just unreal. I was just fascinated with it, and I just think since then, just watching it since then, watching them since then, and I just love them. Yeah.
And what did you make of the Queen, Denise?
I did like her. Now, when I remember when Princess Diana died, of course, all the stories that were going around, I didn't, to be honest. I thought that it was kind of her fault that she had died and all that. But then over the years, getting to know her and the history and, of course, the film The Crown, I actually like her. Yeah. I think she has done a great job.
Yeah, that was the moment, and just watching some of the coverage over the weekend and the history of her as monarch, that was one of the moments when it came most into peril as an institution. The public reaction in England after Diana died was very bad, to the flag not flying at half mast, the fact that she stayed in Balmoral instead of coming to London, all of those things. So I suppose they learned lessons after that in relation to how people felt about people like Diana. Take me back. So you got on board a plane, you landed into London on Saturday afternoon, was it?
Yes. Yeah, I landed at Stansted about 5:15, 6:30. And I got the train, and I had to get two tubes then down to join the queue. So I think I got in the queue at about 8:30, something like that. And it was in the park, so the queue started with the zigzags in there. The queue started there, and it just carried on and on and on. And I got out of the queue, it was about 8:30 Sunday morning.
8:30 Sunday morning, you went in for your moment. And look, what was it like queuing in the queue with people? Did you get to meet the people and chat to them?
Oh, they were lovely. Everyone was just lovely. There was two couples and a man in front of me when I joined the queue. So we, six of us, kind of stuck together. Because as you were going around, there was people giving out free teas and coffee, water. The police were giving out bottles of water, sweets, everything. But then if you wanted to go to the toilet, you could go and just meet up with the crowd that you were with again to join back into that.
Yeah, you got a wristband, I understand.
Yes, you got a wristband when you joined the queue. And that was checked about 6 times going when you're in the queue. That was being checked to make sure that you did have a wristband and you were told to get out. Now, it got cold about 3:00 in the morning. It was so cold. And then we had to wait for about an hour. And they told us that every night they clean the room. No one is allowed in, so that has to be clean. So you've got to wait for an hour. Now that hour was tough because we weren't moving; we were just standing there.
And you were in the cold. Oh my God!
Started singing, and there was clapping, and everyone was just in great form, and it was just brilliant.
Yeah, that's amazing. Were you looking out to see if you'd see another David Beckham, another famous person or something?
Oh God, yes, I was looking, but I didn't see nobody. No,
only ordinary people like yourself.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, no, there was no one famous in the queue when I was there. No.
Yeah. There must have been a great sense of camaraderie about it all, though, was there?
It was just amazing. When I came out of there Sunday morning and came onto the street, it was all closed, and just the people there with their tents and their chairs just all ready for today.
There was people camping there for the funeral this morning and today.
Yeah, they had been there since, well, I was talking to one of them, they'd been there since Wednesday. Yeah.
My God.
Yeah, to get their spot beside the barrier.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Incredible. Incredible. And what was that moment like going into the hall?
Oh, my God. My heart was thumping. It really was. It's like, oh, I didn't know what was going to happen. I thought that you had to wait in the hall, but when you go past security, you've got to do security. You're about 20 minutes in security before you actually go in.
All right.
It's like going to the airport. You have to take off your belt, everything. They took everything out of your bag, and then it went through a scanner. It was unreal. But then when you get in there, you only have to go up two steps, and you're actually then in there. So it's like, oh, my God. Yeah. And I was just lucky they were doing the changing of the guards when I got there, so I was able to do that as well. So that was lovely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's an astonishing amount of ceremony to the whole thing. Now, some people say it's way over the top. Some people say it's designed for the TV audience and to keep people transfixed. But it really is elaborate. It's been honed over years. It must be incredible to see it in person.
Oh, it is. It was. Yeah, it was. Even yesterday when I came out, a cavalcade came, and it was actually my hall Martin, because the Irish flag was on the front of the car.
Oh, yeah.
Like, oh, my God, yeah. So he was after arriving. And they were just all arriving in their blacked-out cars. It was just fabulous.
These are all the world leaders and all that. They were all coming in for the weekend.
They were all coming in. And the shooters were all up on top of the buildings, just looking at it. It was just amazing.
I'd say the police presence is enormous, is it?
Yes. Yeah. Is the safest place to be, actually, because my family kept texting me. She was all right, because I went on my own.
Yeah.
I couldn't be any safer.
Yeah, you were probably in the safest place in the world.
Yeah.
Right now, safer than they were at home, probably, with all the law enforcement people all around you. Denise, look, you'd do it again. If it was on tomorrow, you'd go again.
I'd go again tomorrow, yeah.
And what do you say to people then who say, for God's sake, you're Irish, what are you doing? The royal family have nothing to do with us. What about all the history, all the troubles? And we saw some of it online, the reaction to your Kerry jersey. Yeah. We got a lot of people, a majority of people were delighted, but there were some who were detractors. What do you say to those people?
Yeah, look, listen, do no harm to nobody. It was off my own back I went. I personally just wanted to go. And listen, if you don't like it, then just don't look at the picture. It's that simple.
Don't pay any attention to it.
The Kerry jersey. Yeah. So that's all. Yeah.
Do you think there's a lot of people who are spending their time watching it and giving out?
Oh, definitely. But you always want to get people who are going to give out. And now I'm not on Twitter, so I don't know about the Twitter.
You're probably better off. You're probably better off.
I'm on Facebook, and there's some lovely comments. But listen, it was just my own choice. I wanted to do it, and that was it.
Yeah, it'll only happen once with Queen Elizabeth II, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Denise, what do you think is going to happen in the future? I mean, the royal family has its challenges. Prince Harry is coming out with a tell-all memoir. There's been a whole split there with himself and Meghan Markle going to America and not wanting to be working royals anymore. Charles takes over now at age 73. A question about how it's going to be managed without Queen Elizabeth at the top.
I think now, Prince Charles, I wasn't fond of him, to be honest. But this past week, watching him, I think, wow. Yeah, now, I don't think he is going to do a lot, to be quite honest. As you say, he's 73. I don't think he's for the young ones, to be honest. He's just too old.
He might not be there for long, do you think? Do you think he might abdicate in favour of William?
I have a feeling he will. Yeah, I think he will. And work in the background, I think.
I think he will. Well, listen, Denise, look, thanks a million for telling us your story and for talking to me about it. And well done. Fair play the initiative to head off over there on your own and get it all done and mark the moment.
Yes, it was great. Thank you so much. Thank you.